A few years ago, I moved into an old house in a quiet, small town. It was one of those places that had been on the market forever, the kind of house that locals whispered about but never really explained why. The price was too good to pass up, and I figured any old house would have its quirks. I was wrong. The first night was uneventful. I unpacked, settled in, and went to bed early, exhausted from the move. But the next night, I woke up around 2 a.m. to the sound of whispering. It was faint, almost like a breeze rustling leaves, but distinctly human. I sat up in bed, straining to hear. The whispering stopped. I convinced myself it was just the wind and went back to sleep. Over the next few weeks, the whispering became more frequent. It always started around 2 a.m. and lasted for about an hour. I could never make out any words, just a constant, unintelligible murmur. I checked the house from top to bottom, but there was no logical source for the noise. No vents, no hidden radios, nothing. One night, I decided to record the whispering. I set up my phone on a voice recorder app and left it on the bedside table. The whispering started right on cue, and I lay there, heart pounding, until it stopped. In the morning, I played back the recording. At first, it was the same as what I heard, low, indistinct murmurs. But then, about 30 minutes in, there was a change. The whispers grew louder, more insistent, and a single word stood out clear as day: leave. Terrified, I started researching the house's history. I discovered that it had belonged to a man named Thomas Whitley, who had gone missing in the 1920s. The locals suspected foul play, but his body was never found, and the case went cold. Rumor had it that Whitley was a recluse, paranoid and secretive, and he was last seen in the house. Determined to find answers, I contacted a paranormal investigator. When she arrived, she immediately felt a presence. She suggested a séance to communicate with whatever was in the house. Desperate, I agreed. We gathered in the living room, and she began. The room grew cold, and the whispering started, louder than ever. She asked the spirit to reveal itself, to tell us why it was haunting the house. The whispering stopped abruptly, replaced by silence so profound it was deafening.